Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Most football fans in America are really bummed today. This is Archansky with the Monday Sports Notebook. Except for those in New England and the transplanted Patriots fans, today is a very tough day indeed. The team, coach, and quarterback everyone else loves to hate pulled off the greatest comeback in the greatest Super Bowl ever played. And it wasn't as if the Patriots won another back-and-forth close game like they had been doing for years. They brought joy to their haters by falling behind 21-0, 21-3 at the half, and 28-3 midway through the third quarter. It was over, crowned the Atlanta Falcons and league MVP Matt Ryan the new champions of the NFL. The biggest deficit in the 50 Super Bowls that had been played previously was 10 points, and New England overcame that margin 2 years ago. But this was different, as the Patriots scored 25 unanswered points to send the first Super Bowl in history into overtime. And when they won the coin toss, you knew it was over for the gas Falcons defense that had been already on the field for more than twice the offensive plays the Falcons ran. It was a game Atlanta could not lose and broke the hearts of its fans and all those people who abhor the Patriots for various reasons, mainly because they had been so damn good for the last 17 years. Tom Brady won his 5th Super Bowl, more than any other quarterback, and Bill Belichick won his 5th Lombardi Trophy and 7 tries as a head coach in the big game. And despite the enormous deficit, when the comeback began, it almost seemed ordained. For New England fans who have lived through the bogus Deflategate suspension of Brady and the witch hunt Roger Goodell conducted at the behest of jealous owners, it was like dumping a 10-ton bag of salt in a wound opened by Brady's second-half surgery. And when Goodell presented the trophy to the Patriots, he was basically booed off the podium. You can call it redemption or the greatest comeback by the greatest quarterback of all time. But only those fans who were truly neutral went to bed without feeling the highest high or the lowest low with what they had just witnessed. This is Archansky. See ya.